Blog Talk Radio.
You know, when I was asked earlier about the issue of coal, you know, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name it, whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption.
Until now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
Welcome to the program once again. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. I apologize for my voice. I sound like Froggy off the goddamn Little Rascals. Well, the cold air, been in the show doing this, doing that, different things do this, different things do that. Whatever, but here we are. I just can't shut up. So you want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we got a lot to get through today, and there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this goddamn ship underway already, huh? All right, we're underway. Bosun may shift colors. All right. As we head fast out to sea, between Governor Cuomo, this guy, I've had enough of this dude, man. Between now him and I guess this de Blasio, I don't know what the hell's going on with them. I think it's, you know, it's a competition of who can outlive the other one. And now Cuomo, he's got to step up his game because his mayor of New York City, he's outliving him. And he's like, wait a minute, I got to be the top lib, man. I'm the governor. I can't have this mayor getting all the, you know, the liberal attention. So between old Governor Cuomo clearing out the conservatives out of New York, old Satoro and company now are targeting conservative-leaning groups and individuals using the IRS, the EPA, the NSA, the CIA, the media, getting the public. Now, the latest targets, I mean, you know, you've got the usual suspects, you know, your Sarah Palins and your Rush Limbaughs. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, blah. If that is what you're going to concentrate on, Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh, these are the people that are necessary to attack.
Huh.
You can't go after politicians. Well, unless they're Republican. And now do you notice there's politicians all over, Republican politicians now. See, it's election season. And so the Democrats are desperate to keep the Senate. They want the House back. So they're doing everything they can, but they just don't have the support. So now they got to go into attack mode, paint the brand of Republicans as, you know, they're thieves, they're racist, they hate, they're taking gifts, they're corrupt. I mean, you want to talk corruption? Okay, fine. Corruption is everywhere. But, I mean, for a liberal to talk about Republicans being corrupt is just absolutely pathetic. I don't like corruption on either side. We got too much corruption on the right. Those are the people that need to get the hell out. And you know who's corrupt. You can tell who's corrupt. Somebody that you would, well, think that, you know, this, since this is logical and this makes sense, and you're not sucking up to the left. Person that doesn't stand their ground, that surrenders, that's corrupt. Oh, I didn't know anything about that multi-gazillion dollar pork sandwich I got so we can open up the government again, said Mr. McConnell. I didn't know anything about it. Yeah, but you voted for the bill. Well, that doesn't mean that I read it. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. You are the people that need to go. Look at all these people that voted for this health care bill. For one second they weren't all corrupt. They had to have been. You vote for something that you don't read because somebody told you to? Well, I mean, are they paying you some way? I mean, you don't have to get paid, you know, through money to be corrupt. Little favors, maybe you got a much better chance of winning that re-election. But if you don't play ball, well, we'll find a way. Well, you know, the scandal will show up. You always know when a liberal gets caught in a scandal by the liberal media. That's because this particular candidate or politician of sorts or whatever didn't go along with, well, whatever the rule of the day is. You can't keep up with these liberals. I can't keep up with all these new rules. You can't say this. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do, oh, Jesus Christ, man. I can't keep up with it all. That's too much. That's too much. That's too many restrictions for me, man. I can't deal with it. I'll make my own damn restrictions, all right? Long as I'm not hurting anybody, shooting anybody up, blowing anybody up, cutting anybody up, stealing anybody. That's some good grog this morning. And my throat needs it. I hope I'm not coming down with a cold. That would suck. I have no patience when it comes to being sick. I have no patience for that at all. None. Zero. I want this, whatever the hell is in me, I want it out of my body, and I want it out now. I don't know how people, you know, these hypochondriacs that love being sick. How the hell do you love being sick? God damn, it's annoying. And hospitals, for crying out loud. I can't even walk near the bastards. I hate them so much. I hate being in hospitals. Good God. They are horrible. It's a prison sentence. It's jail. I feel like I'm in jail. I don't like them. I can't handle them. I got to lay in bed all day. It's driving me nuts. You know, if I'm going to die, for Christ's sake, let me die at home. Or drive me up to the hills and drop me off, man. Let the goddamn wolves and bears eat me. Well, don't keep me here in this godforsaken place, and it smells. I always seem to get an old guy sitting next to me who just has to crap his pants right at lunch. I can't eat. Good God damn it. No more prunes for this guy, huh, nurse? Huh? Anyway, back to where we blasted off. The latest list now, Friends of Abe. You've heard of them? Yeah. You know, you've got, you know, Gary Sinise, John Voight, you know, the Hollywood. A certain Hollywood. Not every, and I'm an actor. Not every actor in theater and in movies and whatnot are two-panty-wearing liberal blind robots. Pathetically, you know, made by TV Democrats and, you know, hate Republicans. They think anybody in the Tea Party is, you know, the new Klan. I mean, the people, I swear to God, people, that's what they think. This is the painting that MSNBC and CNN and ABC, CBS, the whole smash, all of them. This is the image that they painted. And they do it deliberately. Why? Well, you can win elections. And that's it. That's all these people are about, is simply winning the election. So they can continue to have their reign. But now it looks like Hollywood's got a new blacklist. Which, look, I mean, I don't like any of that target list crap. Okay, it's bad enough that we have to target terrorists, but I mean, that's a little bit different. Somebody's political view, yeah, I can hate it, but you can't use government agencies to persecute, which is a direct violation of the Constitution. Not only is it a direct violation of the Constitution, it's just a direct violation against friggin' humanity, for Christ's sakes. That's what I don't understand about all this stuff. I mean, it just seems to me it's like, you know, they talk, excuse me, damn, grog time, good God. They talk about all this civility and you know, compassion and all this, but where is their civility? Where is their compassion? Where is their understanding coming together? See, coming together and understanding are all just simply just do what we say and don't question it. Because why? Well, because we're smarter than you. We went to Harvard. Where's your Harvard? Harvard, shut up. And now this Dinesh D'Souza. You remember him? He made that film 2016, the Obama thing. I seen it. Me personally, I don't think he delved deep enough. He had a lot of, he left a lot of room open. But that's just me, you know, the critic. But anyway, he's now being targeted. For some, he gave too much money to a candidate running for office. I mean, if we're going to talk about campaign violations, we could start, well, with the Clintons. We could go with the Obamas. We could go with just about any Democrat. So this is, this right here, and for the amount of money, is... it's laughable. It's pathetic. And you're taking down a governor because his staff closed down a couple of traffic lanes. You don't think that's extreme? You don't think that's going over the top? You don't think that's targeting political foes for political reasons? You don't think that violates any part of the Constitution? You don't think that violates any part of humanity? Hmm. Maybe it's just me. Now this James O'Keefe. Looks like old Cuomo has indicted him, got him indicted. He means business. He's going to kick these conservatives out of New York. He's got an indictment for some crap. Who the hell? It's bogus. I don't have to read the goddamn story, which I haven't, but we'll get to it. But I'm pretty sure already I suspect it's bogus. Without reading anything, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put at least half my chips down that it's bogus and it's made up and it's political. I could go all the way, but hey, sometimes you never know. People do bad things, man. Good people do bad things. It's just the way it is. But in any event, it's still, if he was on the left, you really think he'd be targeted? No. He'd be up there, you know, making a speech at the convention instead of that Sandra Fluke. Which, honey, you've got to shut up. I'm sorry, but you just go. Sweetie, just go. Grow a brain and then shut up. Leaning right in Hollywood now is under a lens. Yes, yes, yes. Los Angeles. In a famously left-leaning Hollywood, where Democratic fundraisers fill the social calendar, and that's true. They love these little fundraisers. Shut up. Friends of Abe stands out as a conservative group that bucks the prevailing political winds. It's like, wait a minute, we're Hollywood. We're supposed to be liberal. What are you doing? Well, I'm exercising my, well, right to be free. Now go screw yourself. A collection of perhaps 1,500, 1,500 right-leaning players in the entertainment industry, Friends of Abe, keeps a low profile and fiercely protects its membership list. Well, good. You know what sucks about that? Let me tell you something about that. That right there. Fiercely protects its membership list. Now, that right there is the goddamn problem. Not that they're fiercely protecting their membership list. That's not the problem. The problem is that they have to fiercely protect their membership list. That is the problem. That should never be. That is not, I'm sorry, but that is not freedom. That does violate our Constitution. I don't need to go into it. If you don't know it, well, then I suggest you go to a goddamn library, grab a freaking copy of the document, and read it. It doesn't take you very long, and you don't get hurt. Your brain doesn't explode. It's not racist. It's not homophobic. It's not misogynist. It's not any of that. Maybe if you paid attention in school, or maybe if your teacher actually knew the information, they might have been able to teach you. But you got your information from, well, your friends on Facebook, watching television, listening to your little teachers who are, well, very uneducated, but they watch CNN and MSNBC, and they know. They watch television. That's how the president finds out his information. He watches television. He watches the news. He's a hip kind of guy, man. When he's not on the golf course, man, he's glued to that television watching the news, man. He wants to know what's going on. You know, the chiefs of staff, what do they know? You know, secretary of state. Oh, but yeah. I don't need to consult them. They're busy. Plus, then, you know, you got to deal with them, and, you know, they ask you questions, you don't have the answers, and you look like an idiot. Hey, Valerie, what are you doing? Come on in here. Yeah. Go talk to these people over here. Yeah, just go run the freaking country. I got a tea time here. And I got another fundraiser. Got to practice my speech. Fiercely protecting its membership list should tell you something right there, that if you have to protect your own membership list from the government and from outside groups, which do connect to the government in somehow, some way. They are part of it. They don't get paid by the government, but they're forming the government. Yeah, the people on the right, we got to do the same thing too. But we have to stop attacking each other. There's no excuse for this whatsoever. I mean, how many of these cockamamie liberal groups are out there? ACORNs and all these community organized groups and these groups and that group and all this crap. They sign up for these phony BS grants and they get them to do what? Nothing. To hate Republicans and give them a bad name. So you are actually paying for these people to tell you how to think. Well, stop voting for these people and save yourself a whole lot of money and think for your goddamn self. But that's me. I'm Mr. Crazy Man. But the fact that you have to fiercely protect your membership list, that just right there when I first read that. I mean, I just right here, right now. I haven't even finished. I don't even know what the rest of the sentence is. But that right there, that's too much. We don't need that. We should, look, the membership list should just go in a file inside the office, and nobody should give a damn about it. I mean, look, I didn't live through the McCarthy era, but I think I'm smart enough to know that I probably would not, if I lived in that time the way I am now, and the way I was when I was a kid, I would have never really gotten along with that one. I don't think I'll ever become a Democrat. There's no way. I can't go there. But targeting people because they've got a different political view, whether they're communists or not, unless they show a direct imminent threat to society, they shouldn't be in front of any goddamn hearing. Period. I don't care if you hate the son of a bitch. Hate him. Hate his guts. Go at home at night when you say your prayers. Wish the bastard dead. I don't care what you do. But unless they are a direct, imminent threat to society, there is no excuse for targeting these people. Anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't like when anybody does it. I'm sick of these political games. We've got to get rid of... I just firmly believe, I don't believe in parties. I really believe that if we got rid of the parties and just simply voted on the individual, yeah, we'd still have corruption, but we would have, it would mitigate it a little. I think we'd have a much fairer, much more balanced election. Maybe not. Maybe it would be worse. Who knows? But if we are going to have parties, we got to just stick to our party, let them stick to their party, and let the American people decide for themselves. Enough with these attacks. I'm sick of it. They deserve to be attacked, but not from the other party. But we don't have a responsible enough media to do that. So we have to play this game. We're not really playing it so much in offense, but more in defense. So maybe we do need to fight fire with fire. Maybe we need to go on offense. I'm all for that. I've got to be honest. I'm ready to fight. But whatever we're doing isn't working. So we're going to have to change tactics. I believe in the aggressive mode. You can be aggressive without having to, attack. And when I mean attack, I mean... I'm talking these so-called scandals that come out of nowhere, you know, gave somebody a watch or a gift or this or that, or they got this or they got that, or they had a dinner, or they're cheating on their spouse, whatever. I just get sick and tired of hearing this crap in the news. We need to start putting people in there that are going to be responsible so we don't have to worry about this crap. But once they get into power, man, they get a little taste of power, man. It's addictive, and they crave it. Well, that's the person that you don't want.
You just want a person in there to do their goddamn job, and that's it. Look, if a bill doesn't make sense, it doesn't matter who wrote it, whether they're in your party or not. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. Well, it's in the step in the right direction. Don't give me that step in the right direction crap. First of all, a step goes nowhere. You put one foot, you take one step. If you use your right foot, you take one step forward. What happens? Your right foot moves forward. Your left foot is still stationary. Hasn't moved. A step in the right direction is not a step. It's not going anywhere. It's doing absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, if it does anything, it takes a step backward because we're end up going to be guaranteed end up paying more than if we'd have just simply left it as it was. And that's your government. And we keep voting for more of this. Why? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out, why people can't see what these people are doing. Oh, well, it's a government. Well, they're going to raise taxes. Well, you know how that goes. It's inflation, you know. No, I don't know. There's no reason for it. There's no excuse for it. The whole purpose of this Constitution is to give people freedom. Let them prosper, man. Americans have to prosper. We've got to grow. We've got to be allowed to be free. We've got to be allowed to live. Any nation. But those nations that believe in all that, the tyranny, well, you know, hey, that's them. As long as they don't bring that crap over here and attack us, I don't give a damn what the hell they do. But now the Internal Revenue Service is reviewing the group's activities in connection. Oh, I haven't even finished a sentence. Just that protect its membership list, that just set me off. But anyway, let me see if I can finish this damn sentence here. Friends of Abe keeps a low profile and fiercely protects its membership list to avoid what it presumes would result in a sort of 21st century blacklist, albeit on the other side of the partisan spectrum. I didn't finish the sentence, and I knew exactly what they were going. I knew exactly what the hell they were doing. I didn't even finish it. Unbelievable. Now the IRS is reviewing the group's activities in connection with its application for tax-exempt status. Last week, federal tax authorities presented the group with a 10-point request for detailed information about its meetings with politicians like Paul D. Ryan, Thaddeus McCotter. Oh, Thaddeus. Thaddeus! And Herman Cain. Yeah, see, he's one of those Uncle Toms because he's black. He's not down with the struggle, man. Down with the pain. Down with the bros down in the hood. He's not really black. I don't know what the hell all that really white and really black crap is. Who gives a damn? Look, you listen to the guy. He's a funny dude, man. He makes a lot of sense. He's a good businessman. Says a lot of good things. He's just a good dude, man. I don't understand what the problem is. Just, you know, I mean, if I was black, there's no way I would be a Democrat. They don't want the black people getting up. They're bringing these illegal aliens across the border. They're bringing them over there to get them to prosper. They're there to keep them down and blame the Republicans so these people keep voting for them. And they give them just enough cookies to keep them going. And that's it. They distribute what these people get. And if they get too much power, well, then what happens? Well, Democrats don't get elected into office. I mean, these illegal aliens that are coming over here when our own government is taking these children, for Christ's sakes, which just irritates me to no end, facilitating the same Mexican drug cartels, and we allowed our weapons to go into their hands from our gun shops in the United States into their hands so they can bring them into Mexico. They shoot one of our border patrol agents. God knows how many Mexicans they've killed with those guns. But there's still thousands of weapons out there that are unaccounted for. Was there an investigation for that? No. Two lanes closed to go to the George Washington Bridge. How many people died there? Huh? But you have an FBI investigating. You got a governor who got gifts or something. Little trinkets. Got to investigate that. But allowing weapons to go unaccounted for, untraceable, into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, which we all know about them. They kill lots of people. And are now smuggling children across the border. So what does our Homeland Security do? Do they defend the border? Do they provide for the common defense? No. They take the children out of their hands, the Mexican drug cartels, and hand deliver these smuggled children to their illegal alien parents that are already living here. Does that get an investigation? No. But if you're in Hollywood and you have your politics are conservative, that requires investigation by the IRS. The IRS now needs to get involved in this. They've got to find out. We need to get rid of this political back and forth. Now, this is what I was talking about with impeachment. I hate bringing up impeachment. We should not use impeachment until it is absolutely necessary. Well, in my lifetime, I did not think that Nixon deserved an impeachment, nor did I think Clinton deserved an impeachment, but I do absolutely, positively, 100% do believe that this president deserves at least an impeachment hearing. We've got to get to the bottom of so many things. I'm sorry, but it's time. We can't afford this anymore. We've lost too many lives. We've lost too many jobs. We've lost too many livelihoods. We've lost too many ways of life. We've lost too many rights, too many freedoms, too many liberties. We've lost too many ways of think, too many ways of feel, too many ways of just living, being free, being who you are. Look, you don't have to like me. I don't have to like you. But I can't remove you from the planet just because you think differently than me. You're an idiot, and I'm going to go to this side of the street because I don't want to be around you. Now the problem has just been solved. And you know what? Nobody got hurt. We don't need to carry it on anymore. We don't need to go back to our friends. Yeah, did you see that guy? That's real, all that. No, you leave it alone. You don't get on Facebook and start, you know, typing in, get on Twitter. Send out a tweet. God, I hate that tweet. We need to come up with different words, man. I mean, the vernacular here in the last, you know, well, I guess since 2000. Maybe even a little bit more than that. But the vernacular is just like speeding up. All these buzzwords, I can't take them anymore. What do they call that? That twerking? That's stupid. That's a stupid term. How did that get, who came up with that, and why is that now in popular vernacular? I'll never know. It's stupid. It's just a stupid term. We all know what it is. You're dry humping. But twerking? I mean, what does that mean? Twerk. Where's the tw? What does that mean? Well, I got a dirty mind, so I just thought of something, but we're going to move on. Now that the IRS service is reviewing the group's activities in connection with its application for tax-exempt status, last week federal tax authorities presented the group with a 10-point request for detailed information about its meetings with politicians like Paul D. Ryan, Thaddeus McCotter, and Herman Cain, among other matters, according to people briefed on the inquiry. The people spoke on the condition of anonymity. I'm surprised I got that one out. I still can't say particularly. I cannot say it. My broken left-handed tongue will just not say certain words, but I got anonymity out. I don't like that word either. That one's just too bouncy. Language should be simple, short, sweet, and to the goddamned point. You shouldn't have to sit here and go through, you know, song and dance routines, hacking up loogies, rolling the tongue. Speak, damn it. What's on your mind? Anonymity. Because of the organization's confidentiality. Look, there's always been private clubs. I've never been a big member or big fan. Not really a fan, but I mean, I've just never been one to get involved in groups. So I don't really know. But I mean, I do understand that if people want to be a part of a group, like-minded individuals, for whatever like-minded people, whatever it is. You want to have a fishing group, you want to have a this group, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what the hell it is. You want to have a political group, have a political group. You want to sit around, talk about how much you hate Bush, then do it. These guys seem to be actually going out doing work. But the left doesn't. They don't mind. They got all these community organizations, organizing communities. Well, look at all the communities that they've organized. Chicago, Detroit. Look at all the cities that they, the communities that they've organized. They're all dumps. They're ghettos. They're not cleaning anything up. They're building the ghetto. They're making, the ghetto is expanding. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And people keep giving them more money to make these ghettos bigger. The unemployment rate for black people right now is just through the frickin' roof. Why isn't that part of the news? I mean, if George Bush was president, look at all the black people here. George Bush hates black people. Let me tell you something, black people. If Democrats really cared about you, don't you think? I mean, I'm not saying there's not. There's rich black people. There's middle-class black people. And there are poor black people. But the amount of poor black people has been increasing, not only with the whites, but with everybody. But if you want to break down things in groups, because that's the only way you can talk to people nowadays, everybody's got to be in their own goddamn group. They can't just simply be Americans, but they got to be, you know, black Americans, gay Americans, this American, that American, women American, Jewish women American, Jews for Jesus women Americans. I mean, what the? Come on. But if you had positively necessarily have to go with these stupid groups, well, the black group is kind of, well, all the numbers that I've seen, I've never been out there to count each and every one of them, but the numbers that I've seen, and they've been made readily available, looks like the black people are getting the freaking shaft here in all this. Where's their hope and change? By the way, I wonder how many black people are signed up for Obamacare.
you want to go by, you know, group statistics, I wonder what that number is.
Not the ones that are getting it Medicare or Medicaid. Pain customers, those that may have had, well, preconditions, couldn't get insurance. How many of those people are now signed up with Obamacare? All these so-called preconditions, all these 50 million people that were uninsured. Where are those 50 million people that are uninsured? We don't know. Where are they? Well, I don't know. And now this Dinesh D'Souza is accused of giving too much money to a candidate who sought to replace former New York Senator Hillary Clinton, Producer Gerald Mullen tells The Hollywood Reporter the charges are politically motivated. Really? Conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, whose documentary 2016, Obama's America, took a critical look at President Barack Obama and was a surprise hit in 2012. Will be arrested in New York on Friday for allegedly violating campaign finance laws. Now, why do you have to be physically handcuffed and removed from society and thrown in a cell for, like, giving gifts? I'm sorry, I don't see that person as a threat to society. You can go to court, you can do this, you don't need to be arrested and turn yourself in to the cops and be handcuffed. For what? You're not a threat to society. Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's getting killed. If he violated, okay, he's got to pay money back or do this or do that, but we don't need to keep putting everybody in jail. You make a film that nobody sees, and the government needs an excuse because they dropped the ball. And realize, wait a minute, the American people didn't like the fact that we gave a stand-down order not once, not twice. So we need to blame this on something. Hey, look at this video we found on YouTube. Let's blame that. Okay. Federal authorities accused D'Souza of donating more than it's legal to the campaign of Wendy Long, who ran in 2012 for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Hillary Hitman Clinton, but lost to now Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Long, though, is not mentioned in an indictment obtained by THR on Thursday. So, gives her money, gives her stuff, gives her campaign money to run her campaign, and she loses. So, time to get the FBI, time to arrest this man? Okay. Well, how about Obama's campaign in 2008? All these, you know, $5, nobody knew where that money was coming from. Don't tell me for one second that there weren't people that were giving much more than the $2,000 or whatever $1,000 it is, $10,000, whatever. Whatever the stupid number is. I don't give money to politicians. So. But whatever the number is, don't think for one second that they didn't have people doing it. And since it's on the internet, you can get $5 here, $5 there. They can get monkeys to come in there and type in this number, that number off of this credit card. Here's $5 here, $5 there. I don't know. Don't tell me that didn't happen. But now you got to prosecute this guy because he made a film about the king that embarrassed the king, so now we got to prosecute him? This is the kind of stuff that we do not need. This is the kind of stuff third world countries do. We're not that. We're a free nation. This is wrong. And again, leading back to impeachment, see, now if we impeach, now it's going to look like we're doing that. But we're doing it for the right reasons. I mean, what happened with Fast and Furious? First of all, why nobody was fired with that, why the Attorney General was not, why he was not put in handcuffs, I don't know. Or the other people that went along with it, the other higher-ups, and I don't know, the ATF and FBI, whoever was involved in it, I don't know. I don't care. And then you get to Benghazi. There should have been, I mean, look, you don't do that with American lives. I don't care. The IRS, for God's sakes, using the IRS to target political foes. You were impeaching Nixon for the same thing, but nothing happened with Nixon because the IRS told him no. How about the stimulus packages? Stealing damn near $1 trillion of the American taxpayer money to give to unions and his political friends so they can open up these phony baloney businesses that have no intent of conducting business. And when the company goes bankrupt, which is the whole idea, they can take their little bonus, multi-million dollar bonus checks, and go buy a new boat. How is that not an impeachable offense? How is not going through Congress and changing the law that was passed by Congress, implementing only the laws that he wants to implement, implementing only the parts of the laws that he wants to implement, disregarding laws that have been settled on the books for God knows how long. You can't do that. That violates criminal law, too. If you're deliberately violating the law, isn't that criminal? Well, I mean, I don't know. I would assume. But that's, you know, that's me. What the hell do I know? I know if I deliberately violate the law, I know pretty good chance it's going to be criminal. Insiders say D'Souza has been friends with Long since they attended Dartmouth College. Dartmouth. Together in the early 1980s. According to the indictment, D'Souza donated $20,000 to Long's campaign by aggregating the money from various people and falsely reporting the source of the funds. Exactly what happened with the Obama campaign, but we don't have any investigation in that, because he's the king. We can't investigate the king. But Gerald Mullen, a co-producer of 2016, says the charge is politically motivated. Really? In America, we have a long tradition of not doing what is commonly done in too many other countries, criminalizing dissent through the selective enforcement of the law, which is exactly what we've been talking about all morning. We cannot have a government that sees the need to remove citizens that do not go along with their ways of thinking. That's not a free nation. That's a tyrannical nation. We as the voters, we can turn this around, but we have to start doing this now. We can't afford this any longer. We need a strong, legitimate Congress. Meaning those people that are going to go into Congress to do Congress. They're not going to go in there for themselves. They're not going in there to rape the American taxpayer, take their money, make millions of dollars, so when they get out, they've got all the benefits, the health care, they've got this, they've got a nice little package, they can retire, spend all their money, living life on the hog. This is our job. We have to put an end to this. And if we don't do it, then we're going to get more of it. Do we really need to go to war to end this? I don't think we do. I'm going to go ahead and put all my chips down on we don't need to do that. But I'm also going to put all my chips down on that if we don't stop and turn this ship around, yeah, we are going to end up going into war. Some sort of battle, some sort of war, whether it escalates into people shooting each other in the streets, bombs, this and that, I don't know. But it will be a war. and it will be dangerous. The war against the rich and the poor. The meek shall inherit the earth. They're going to rise up. What happens? What happens when the little guys rise up and they gang up on the big guys? What happens? Well, it's ugly, first of all. A lot of people get hurt. A lot of people get killed. But good will always triumph evil. So why evil even wants to try to even be evil, I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. I don't understand that. Knowing full well that you're eventually going to crumble. No matter how evil you are, eventually you're going to crumble. Somehow, some way, you're going to get got. So why do it? I guess it's the thrill. D'Souza first learned he was being investigated in the middle of 2013, several months after 2016, had earned $33 million at the box office and became the second most popular political documentary in U.S. history. That's why you got the indictment. The film included an interview with Obama's half-brother, George, who mildly critical of the president, or who was mildly critical of the president. Can't have that. If it comes out that Obama was not born in the United States, well, and now they got that story, there's a lot of, I don't know. I'm not into conspiracy theories, but a lot of times conspiracy theories are true, but they're made to look like conspiracy theories because it's easier to turn to say, that's a conspiracy theory. It's, they're aliens, there's, Bigfoot, this and that, whatever. That's a defense mechanism. You get the public to believe that it's bogus and it's phony. The phony scandal that happened in Benghazi. Phony scandal with Fast and Furious and that phony IRS scandal. But when you embarrass the king and you get out there and you tell the truth, you can't have that. They got to cover their tracks. Now, I don't know. This lady that, I guess, certified Obama's birth certificate in Hawaii when they finally gave up and gave out a birth certificate, a long form or whatever. Evidently, she died in some plane crash. She was the only one who died. There were all these survivors. People were saying this, saying that. They think it's suspicious. I don't know. I really don't know. Could it be? Look, anything is possible, man. I don't doubt anything. When it comes to politicians, I do not doubt anything. I don't put all my stock in it. I'm not going to believe it just because somebody told me. But I'm not going to just say, well, no, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Because I can believe it. And it would not surprise me a bit. But at the end of the day, that issue is never going to be resolved. Maybe it should have been looked into a hell of a lot more. Maybe it has, and that's why there's a lot of people that, it paid off or no longer around to tell their tale. But again, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I don't care where he was born. We've got to do something in this country. And if Congress won't do the job, we have to do the job. So this 2014, this is it. We thought in 2008 that was the last chance. Then we had 2012. We had another opportunity. That was it. That was the last stand. We keep having these last stands. We're running out. This is serious now. This health care, for one, could very easily collapse the entire economy. Don't you think that that's pretty important? Don't you think that's something that needs direct attention now? I'm just saying. These are things, when I talk about impeachment, and again, I hate to do that with impeachment because all it's going to do is the next Republican president gets in there. You're going to get a Democratic Congress. If so, they're going to have to impeach him because they impeached one of theirs. So it's payback. But this is serious. I mean, these are, people died. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their lives. People have lost their livelihoods. People have lost their way of life. Their occupation. Some of these occupations don't exist anymore. These coal miners. I mean, they've been doing this coal mine. Now what? Where are they at? Well, we don't know. And now there's a report in there that January and February, the fuel costs are going to go even more than what they've already gone up. They've already skyrocketed. And we heard Obama this morning. We heard him at the very beginning talking about how necessarily that these utility costs are going to skyrocket. Yes. You're going to pay more for your electricity. You're going to pay more for your gas and your fuel oil. You're going to pay. For what? Don't you think the purpose is to make things affordable so more people can buy it? More people can have it. That way there's more businesses, more this, more that. Everything grows. Why does he want to shrink this? Well, again, this is what power brings. They realize that the only way that they're going to be able to, you know, have more power, more control, is to keep the people down. That's why the Democrats keep the black people. That's how they got them. They promised them the moon. When they didn't get it, they blamed the Republicans. Keep voting me in and I'll keep fighting for you. They're not fighting for you. They're keeping you down, but I'm going to fight for you. Well, how many years have they been fighting for you and how far have you gotten? Well, you need to answer that question. You're down for a reason, man. It's not just black group, white group, this group. You're Americans. It doesn't matter. If you're down, you're down for a reason. It doesn't matter what color you are. Your stupid race, all that. Religion, it has nothing to do with it. If you're down, you're down for a reason. They want you down. They don't want you to get up. If you get up, you might rise up. If you rise up, well, you're going to take their power away. So you need to take their power away by voting responsibly before they take your life away, your livelihood away. If you want to live, you want to be free, well, you need to vote responsibly. Stop voting for these people that have kept you down for so many years. Decades now. Wisen up already, people. Wisen up. Mullen says D'Souza is being singled out for an alleged minor violation in the same way the IRS reportedly targeted conservative Tea Party groups. Of course it is, for retribution. In light of the recent events and the way the IRS has been used to stifle dissent, this arrest should send shivers down the spines of all freedom-loving Americans. Yes, it does send shivers down my spine. D'Souza was in San Diego working on his next film and book, which is going to be called America, when he's informed of about how he's indicted and that he should fly to New York and turn himself into authorities. No, you want to arrest me for something, this penny ant crap? No, you want me? You come get me. Otherwise, this is ridiculous. This is the kind of crap that we don't need. Look, here's what you do. If this guy did this thing, okay, well, then take him to court. You don't have to throw him in jail. He doesn't have to be indicted. He doesn't have to go in front of a judge. Just take him to court. I mean, well, yeah, I guess you got to go in front of a judge, but you don't need to be handcuffed and thrown in a cell, get indicted, bail. Why don't you people go out and get some information? Why don't you get some facts? Why don't you get all the necessary stuff together? Why don't you go pick on people that are really stealing money from the American people? Like this administration who stole damn near $1 trillion and gave it to their friends and unions. Why don't you investigate that? This guy gave out $20,000 to a campaign. Okay, fine. If you did it illegally, okay, you know, give him a fine, whatever. You don't need to get the law involved in this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Unless they did, you know, something really, 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 really major, like allowing illegal aliens to vote not once, not twice, not three times, but as many times as they can possibly vote. How come you don't investigate that? Well, you don't need to. They don't need an ID to vote. Yeah, but you need an ID to sign up for Obamacare and fly in a plane and, you know, do this, get a bank account. You don't have an ID? Come on in. You can vote, sure. We got all these people that are registered. All you got to do is go up there and give a name. They're phony registrations. And states aren't allowed to protect their voters. They need to get the DOJ involved. Now the DOJ gets involved. He goes out and gives weapons to the Mexican drug cartel so they can shoot up our border patrol agents, shoot up their own people in Mexico, smuggle in children across our border. But a guy closes a couple traffic lanes, and we've got to get the FBI and the DOJ and the EPA and the CIA. We got to get these agencies involved. We got to get the government involved. We got to crack down on this. How about all those men that were over there in Benghazi? All the security was removed, just a skeleton crew. They get attacked. You think that we would send somebody to at least help? No. How about that for an investigation? Why isn't the FBI on that? Why isn't the media on that? An IRS? Why isn't any of that? Why are we, the American people, allowing this to continue? And what I mean by continue, we keep voting for these same people in who are attacking these people, who are doing these crimes. We keep voting these people in. We have to take the time to actually learn what our candidates are doing. And you have to break away. Just because you consider yourself a Democrat or a Republican, look, it doesn't matter. You can consider yourself whatever the hell you want to. But if one of your guys screws up and does something bad, you need to be there. That's your responsibility to say, no, we can't accept that. But if you don't put an end to it in your own party, well, then you're going along with it. You're just as guilty. Matter of fact, you are guilty because you're facilitating it. You are allowing it to happen. Just like what we did in Benghazi. We allowed the enemy to attack. We opened the door, first of all, by getting rid of all of our security. And then when they did the actual attack, we refused not once but twice to send help. If you allow the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, I'm sorry, but I just can't help. I don't care if it's in the whatever the law book says. I don't care. I don't care what the technicalities of it is. To me, that is treason. Period. Conversation just ended. All right, let's see. What the hell did this guy even really do? What is all this? I don't want to hear about his film. I want to hear about the meat. Look, okay, this isn't a time to plug the man's film. Whoever wrote this story, God damn it. Stick to the facts, man. Okay, if you want to put all this stupid, his biography, you want to put that in your story? Okay, put it at the bottom. Put the meat up on top, okay, because I'm hungry. I want to eat. I don't want the goddamn vegetables, first of all. Your vegetables suck. They're Brussels sprouts. They smell and they taste like crap. So you put them at the bottom. If I want to read them, if I want to eat that nasty, skanky, dirty, filthy, disgusting, just rotten hunk of just crap, then I will. But don't put it in the middle. Don't give me this with the meat. You put that on the side. Goddamn story. What happened? Who did he do this to? Now I got to go through all this crap. Where is this? We believe it's unfortunate misunderstanding arising out of it. This is cooperating with the authorities. Cooperating with the authorities. Okay, but what did he do? Where's the real crime? That was it up there? Racism. Unbelievable. Benjamin Brofman, an attorney for D'Souza, tells CHR that his client did not act with any corrupt or criminal intent whatsoever. At worst, this was an act of misguided friendship by D'Souza. Well, what? There's nothing in here to tell it. Filmmakers are going to stand by to release the film. Let's get, they're talking, still talking about the film. We believe in this. This is ridiculous. Source says, I've been cooperating with authorities. He will surrender Friday by processing and being arraigned in Southern District Court in New York. Corrupt criminal intent whatsoever. At worst, this was an act of misguided friendship. Mullen added, when American citizens begin to suspect that people are being arrested for alleged minor violations because of their vocal dissent against their elected representatives or rulers, it breeds disrespect and contempt for the law and suspicion of those officials. Yes. If this unfortunate action against Dinesh is intended to deter the release of his upcoming film, America, well, that effort will fail. I don't think it's to do that. I think it's just to punish you because you believe in one way and they believe in another. That's what it is. That's what all this is. And now there's this O'Keefe. Oh, Cuomo, he's out there. He's going to get rid of all those conservatives in New York. He's got to get the attention. His mayor in New York City, man, he's outliving him. He's got to go out there and show. He's got to show the country, look, I'm a bigger liberal than my mayor. I'm the governor. Governor's Trump mayors. Conservative activist James O'Keefe is accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration of targeting his group with document requests and subpoena, claiming a Democratic governor's recent comments critical of conservatives aren't simply words. Yeah. No, they're not words. They're actions. They're direct orders. O'Keefe, whose Project Veritas, which I don't like that word either. I mean, I like this James O'Keefe. I think he does good work. But this word Veritas, that needs to be stricken from the nation's vocabulary.
Viral Veritas.
They try to sound like they're more, you know. No. Not a knock on him or his work, because he is I've never met him, but he does work. He does good work. He finds out the truth, man. He goes out there and he hustles, man. He hustles and he bustles. And he gets the dirt, man. He does the job that our goddamn media flat refuses to do. I just hate that stupid name, Veritas. I hate that word. It's behind a series of hidden camera investigations against the left-leaning Ruth Cosby. Blah, blah, blah. We all know what he does. We don't need his goddamn resume either. I wish these people who write these news articles, man, if they just get to the goddamn point. I don't need to know everybody's biography. We all know who this guy is. And if you absolutely have to have it, just make it in part of the sentence, you know, Project Veritas behind, you know, he does all this, does that. We all know who he is. Get to the point. Why is he being indicted? Where is this in the frickin' story? Now we're talking about, damn it, come on. Remember going shocking words past week on Simply Words, blah, blah, blah. A spokesman for the state labor office told the Beast. Well, the Cuomo's governor is acting in those words. Okay, see, they're just talking. They're just going back and forth. Where's the part where, what's he actually being indicted for? Where is this? Oh, papa. A Cuomo's group continues to expose alleged fraud, misbehavior, and accusing the state organization Project Veritas released a subpoena issued on January 9 from the Department of Labor. The document orders representatives from the organization to show up on January 28th with a slew of documents, ranging from Social Security returns to unemployment insurance returns to check stubs. The group claims its finances are meticulously maintained to the penny and calls the inquiries meritless, a statement said by Project Veritas. Further, the group claimed that it had complied with an earlier document request and showed up for a scheduled meeting on December 13, but state labor officers never showed up. Just like the IRS, they are simply intimidating and targeting us. Yes, that's what they're doing. Well, it took them forever to get to this part. So they're just giving them paperwork. They're doing what the IRS did. Making them request these stupid documents. But why are they doing that? What is the purpose? Do we have a attorney general in New York? I'm pretty sure we do. Why isn't he standing go, wait a minute, you can't do this. This is against the law. You can't target this person. You need to have a reason to request all this information. You need to have a valid reason. Just requesting it just to request it is, well, to me, that's not good enough. You need to have a valid reason. Now, maybe when you file taxes, maybe you have to show, you know, some of these forms just to make sure, fine, whatever. But to request all this information and make you go down to these meetings and nobody shows up, I mean, these are things that should not happen. If we had a responsible Justice Department anywhere in any state, things like this wouldn't happen. But those in the Justice Department are just as corrupt and in cahoots with those that are in charge. Super Bowl snowstorm. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I hope it does. Let's get into that. There's a whole bunch of stuff we got to talk about today. How much time do we got? We got 45 minutes. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to all of it, but let's just get going here. I don't need to go through the list and tell you what it is. Let me just start going right into it, man. Super Bowl snowstorm. One earlier weather projection is taking shape for Super Bowl weekend, and it doesn't look good. What do you mean it doesn't look good? It looks great, man. I want to see the snow, man. I mean, let's play football, man. Let's play football in the snow. The Super Bowl. And the Seattle Seahawks will prevail over the mighty Peyton Manning. That's going to be a glorious day. And I've got the right, I don't have the right recipe yet, but I think I'm coming close. It's got to be chicken, and the meal has to be good. If it's a bad meal, if I screw the meal up, the team loses. I've already got my dessert, my Skittle lemon meringue pie, and that's for the beast. He's going to be scoring at least 4 touchdowns. He better. My Skittles have got to work. So it's all in the chicken. I'm sticking with the chicken, man. Nothing else works. I've made sloppy lasagna, sloppy Joe lasagna. I've made sloppy Joe tacos. I've made sloppy Joe's work. They work for teams like, you know, Tampa Bay and Oakland and, you know, teams like that, teams that are just have no chance of winning. But when it comes to, you know, the big games, you got to stick with the chicken, man. The chicken is the deal, man. The chicken is the chicken. And all the games that Seattle lost, it's the games that I did not eat chicken. Just that I was busy doing stuff, didn't have time to go get some chicken. The game was on. I'm not going to leave the game. Go to the store, get chicken. Even a chicken, frozen chicken dinner works. That got me through a couple of games this year. But the games that Seattle lost are the games that I didn't have chicken. Every single time. And I got to wear my jersey. I got my Wilson jersey. Things that a fan has to do to make sure their team wins, man. It's not just the guys out there on the field. No, no, no. The fans have to do their part, too. Just like us. We're the voters. We've got to do our part, too. The government can't do just their part and expect things to get done. No, we've got a responsibility and a duty ourselves. Just like I've got a responsibility and a duty to the Seattle Seahawks to make sure that they win the Super Bowl. I've got to cook a chicken dinner, and it's got to be a good dinner. And now I've got a special treat. I've got a Skittle pie. So everything has to be right. If you want your team to win, man, you got to do your part. You got to do your job. Well, us as the voters, if we want our team to win, we've got to do our job. And what I mean by team, I don't mean political party. I mean the country. We're all on one team. We got one team. We're the American team. What team are you on? I'm on the Americans. Good for you. CBS 2 meteorologist Lonnie Quinn says one model suggests a system similar to the weak snowstorm could hit the tri-state area within 48 hours of Super Bowl. 48.
Good.
I want to see it right in the middle of it. I want to see the Super Bowl in the snow. The Seahawks have to win it. If that holds true, this is a major player, Quinn said on Wednesday on his nightly newscast, shortly after sharing the forecast with Mike Francesa on the WFAN radio station. Not a small snowstorm. It would be a major player. Now, those are the words that I love to hear. I love snowstorms, man. I love the snow. I don't care. New Yorkers hate it. That's why when they finally get a chance to retire, they move straight into Florida, man. So we'll find out if we're going to have a big snowstorm or not. I mean, they've always got these models. You know, like the models, these climatologist models. We've got this model that shows that all the polar ice is going to be melted, all the polar bears are dying and all this, and everybody's going to die and we're going to melt. Anybody can come up with a model. And they go out there and they sell their little books and they sell their little, you know, they get paid for these little speeches and it's bogus and it's BS. And you come up with a model. Well, how did you come up with that? Well, I just took my hand and reached inside my ass and pulled whatever came out. It's easy. And I get paid to do it. So we've got yet another spike in utility bills. First came the deep cold, then sharply higher heating bills. Oh, that always happens. Bone-chilling temperatures have rattled consumers across the nation since mid-December. Bitter cold is likely to linger over the Northeast and Midwest, and unseasonably low temperatures are forecast for the Southeast, so millions of consumers who've seen skyrocketing utility bills are likely to see another spike in January, February. The Energy Information Administration predicted that more than 90% of the nation's 116 million homes would have higher heating bills this winter, projecting rises of 2% for those heating with electricity to 13% of those using natural gas. Well, I don't think people really quite understand when it comes to this electricity that if these coal mines are being closed down, electricity rates, you think they're high now. Just wait. You think your natural gas, you think your heating oil, you think the oil that you put in your car, your gasoline you put in your car. You're not going to be, first of all, a lot of people can't even afford a new car now. They can't even afford a used one. But let's just say that you were given a car. Not only can you not afford the goddamn insurance, the insurance has to go up now. Everything else is, we might as well raise that too. But you won't be able to afford to maintain it, to drive it. You won't be able to afford to put the gas in it. Or if you got one of those stupid Priuses, you won't be able to afford the electricity. But we don't need to do that, see, because we have this new, bright, brilliant, unicorn and rainbow idea. The new world order, where all of these government-built and government-mandated ghettos, we put people in these small acres, and that way the land can be free for all the animals. We don't need to drive a car. We've got everything we need right here. We've got restaurants, we've got supermarkets, we've got schools. We've got everything you need right here. Well, I'm one of those, I get a little claustrophobic, I gotta move. You know what I mean? I need that fresh air, I need to get out, I need to get away from people. I'm sorry, but you have to get away from people. I'm not gonna live in one of those government mandated ghettos. If it comes down to it, man, I'm going out in the hills, build myself a log cabin, get a grizzly bear for a pet. Screw it. I'm done. Take your society. I'm out. I don't need it anymore, man. It's ridiculous. There's no excuse to get involved in anybody else's life other than your own, period. On anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Shut up. That's what matters. Shut up. The Energy Information Administration. I mean, what the hell is that? They take energy information and they administer it. But the Energy Information Administration, which really rolls right off the tongue, I guess they're the EIA. That's equally rolling off the tongue. Predicted that more than 90% of the nation's 160 million homes would have higher heating bills this winter. They said it right there. That's the EIA, man. They don't make this stuff up. I don't think they factored in the polar vortex, which, getting a little tired of hearing that word. We all know what it is, but we don't need to keep using it a gazillion friggin' times. This is in quotations now, so. I don't think they factored in the polar vortex or what's happening now, says Steve Shork of Energy Markets Tracker, the Shork Report. That's, oh God, that rolls right off the tongue too. The Shork Report. Who says extended cold temperatures could push winter utility bills to the highest level since 2008. Propane, the primarily heat source in 6 million homes and 2 million businesses, jumped nearly $1 to $4.37 a gallon Thursday, which was yesterday. Prices in some tight Midwest markets shot up to nearly $5 a gallon. Nah, we don't have any problems. Look at this. This article goes on for hours. Just to say that your goddamn electricity bill is going to go up, your oil is going to go up. I mean, this article goes on for pages. Get to the point, people. This is another thing that drives me nuts about the media. Look, you're not going to win an award. You're not here to be creative. You're not here to write, you know, a novel. You're here to write the news, the facts, and get to them, and then shut up. Just give me the ins and outs, man. Get to the point. Boom, bada boom, bada boom, boom, boom. I need to know stuff. I want all the details. What do you got? Don't give me their resume and all this. That's just you're filling in. I mean, do you get paid by the letter? House conservatives plot to take down the GOP leaders. Well, it's about friggin' time. We'll find out. But I think the American people, the people on the right, who are going to vote, and I think they're going to vote in droves, the people on the right, they better. We can't afford to have them stay at home. We need to take down our GOP leaders. Our Boehners, our McConnells, McCains, Peter Kings, the Grant, anybody, all of them. Look, if you voted to bring the to allow the government to go running without at least having a conversation about Obamacare and what we can at least do to fix it, we could have at least came to that. But they didn't want to sit down to the table. They didn't want to discuss it. We could have at least said, "Hey, wait a minute. We got tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of problems going on here with this cockamamie health care bill. We're going to have to unscrew some stuff and fix it. If not, a lot of American people, and eventually it's going to be all American people, are going to ruin their freaking livelihoods. They're going to ruin their way of life. We're going to make everybody poor. We can't continue down this road." But no. They said, okay, well, we'll surrender. Then we'll get together with the Democrats and look like we're coming together. And we'll agree on another spending bill that will end up spending more money than if we'd have just, well, left it alone. These are the people that need to go. Mr. Ryan, I'm sorry, but you broke my heart. You got to go. Got to go, kid. Sorry. You had an opportunity, man. You blew it. No more passes. No more free passes. No more second chances, third chances, fourth, fifth, sixth. No. You're done. We're done. We don't have time to deal with any more hiccups. We don't have time for those anymore. You drop the ball, you got to sit on the bench. Well, Mr. Ryan, I'm sorry, but you dropped the ball. So you're going to have to go. We can't have this anymore. If you're not up for election, well, you're gonna be got whenever your next term is. But wait a minute. Ryan's a representative. He's not a senator. I don't really, doesn't matter. All these people, they need to go. Boehner, you know, I love you. You can fight. You know, you can say a lot of really good things, and you can look good, and you can look tough, and you can look, you know, big and mean, and you can really fight. But the problem is you don't fight long enough. If you keep the fight, Boehner, you will win. But you never know. No one will ever know because you give up before the fight is over. You never give up. As House Republican leaders prepared an immigration proposal that could go much further towards amnesty than prior public stances, conservative lawmakers are quietly plotting to push back, as we should. Aides from over a dozen House offices secretly convened today on the Senate side of Capitol Hill at a meeting organized by Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, a top immigration hawk who has recently involved himself more aggressively in the affairs of the lower chamber. Over here in the Senate, working for Senator Sessions, we learned a lot last year about the strategies employed by the powerful forces pushing back immigration policies and how to counter them, in quotations, reads a copy of the invitation to the meeting provided to Breitbart News. Officials close to the matter say conservative critics of Speaker John Boehner. Officials close to the matter say conservative critics of Speaker John Boehner's planned immigration push are working to issue their own rival immigration principles to vie with the document Boehner is drafting. This guy shouldn't be allowed to draft anything more. I'm done with them all. I wish we could vote early. Let's have a vote now. Let's have a vote the bums out day now. A special election. We vote them all out. We start over. There is definitely a growing mood. These are in quote. This is in quotations too. So this is what really actually positively said. This is real. They made up. This is real. There is definitely a growing mood of confusion and aggravation among conservatives in the House over the immigration issue right now, one House GOP aide said in an email to Breitbart News. Got to know that it was an email. Adding that many on the right find the political logic, that's in quotations, of riling up the party's base so close to a low turnout midterm election baffling. Do we really want to just give up the midterms like this, the aide asked. We better not. The building backlash could create a tumultuous three-day retreat next week as Republicans gather in Maryland to plan the party's future. Well, we, the American people, need to have a gathering on the plan of the Republican Party's future. We need to get together and have a plan on the American Party's future. But we have to do one at a time. If we can get the Republican Party squared away, which will simply take just a certain number of people being removed, because if they're not going to fight, they're not going to hold the line. If they're going to surrender, if they're going to give in, if they're going to come up with some cockamamie excuse to give in, because it's a step in the right direction, which steps go nowhere, we need to be running, and running fast in the right direction. If you're one of these people, you need to go. We can't afford you anymore. We can't have you anymore. The ship is sinking. Top GOP, love GOP. Top GOP officials, meanwhile, are becoming bolder in their embrace of immigration reform. House Budget Committee Chairman, Representative Paul Ryan. See, I knew he was a representative. Why did I think he was a senator? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Any more of these bastards are all the same. I'm sick of them. There's really no excuse why you even know any of these politicians' names, first of all, except for your own. If you've got to know, I mean, it's ridiculous that I know all these politicians' names. Obviously, they're not doing their job. We shouldn't know these names. We shouldn't be concerning about this stuff. We shouldn't be here today. We shouldn't have to talk about the violations of the Constitution. It should be just understood that this stuff is being followed. We shouldn't have to worry about the $17 trillion in debt fast growing to $20 trillion. We shouldn't have to worry about putting guns in the hands of Mexican drug cartels so they can smuggle in children across the border, and we can take these children and deliver them, hand-deliver them to their illegal alien parents. We shouldn't have to worry about that. It should be understood that our government is providing for the common defense, and the border is secure. People cross the border all the time, okay, fine. But when they come over in droves and they come over, you know, smuggling children, well, we have to do something about that. Especially when they're coming over here and they're getting, voting registration cards. So they can vote, not once, not twice, but as many times as they can, just under different names. It's easy. They do it all the time. Well, you people coming over here illegally, you're not coming over here to be a citizen. You're coming over here to be a vote. That's all you are to them, is a vote. And you black people in the ghetto, that's all you are to them as well, a vote. They keep telling you that they're fighting for you, and they're blaming the Republicans. Because the Republicans are keeping you down. Keep voting for me, I will keep fighting for you. Well, how many years have they been fighting for you? And you're moving out of the ghetto win? Oh, still there. Oh, okay. I'm not picking on just black people or Mexican people coming across the border. I'm talking just all in general American people. If you're down, and you've been down, and you've been trying to get up, but you can't get up, well, you're down for a reason. Two reasons. Either one, that you're just freaking lazy. You just don't want to do it. And the government's taking care of you. Well, that's what they want. They want you to be down. They want to take care of you. So you keep voting for them. They give you just enough cookies to keep you alive. Then what? They've got the power. You don't. They don't want these groups to rise up and to get powerful. They don't want them to get educated. Oh, they talk about giving free education and all this, but when it comes down to it, you're not getting nothing for free. They want people dumb, and they want people poor. They don't like talk radio. They don't like conservative talk radio because they tell the truth, and they expose them. And then what happens? Well, now they've got to prosecute. Well, they got to find some phony little thing that they did and do this and do that and get all these racist groups involved in it. And, you know, they got to claim racism and misogynism and hate speech. Where are the investigations for all this, you know, political criminal activity? At a recent Tea Party convention in South Kakalaki, conservative lawmakers expressed anger at Boehner's plan to push immigration reform after opponents seemed to stave off the effort last year. I don't know why in the world House Republicans would move on immigration legislation in 2014, said Representative Jeff Duncan of South Kakalaki. Representative Jim Bridenstine, we talked about him, I think, last week, of Oklahoma, said, okay, said securing the border is a far more urgent priority than discussing the citizenship of illegal aliens in the United States because of the savage violence at the border. Yes, and it is savage violence. There's a lot of people dying, but we're allowing them to cross over and smuggle in children, and that's providing for the common defense of the country. Again, the preamble. This preamble has just been exploded. There's nothing left of this preamble whatsoever. It's been shredded. It's been burnt. It's been blown up, stabbed up, shot up, stepped on, crapped on, ripped up, eaten up, puked out, crapped out, stepped on again, burnt again. I mean, it's absolutely just disgusting what they have done to this, just the preamble. Forget about the body and the Bill of Rights. Get past the goddamn preamble. That right there, just any of those things right there, is in violation. That is an impeachable offense. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Where that is, I don't know. We don't have a Justice Department. Well, I think we do. There's a few people that come into the office, but what they're doing, I don't know. Ensure domestic tranquility. Like Chicago, you know, the community that our president pro tempore, Barry Satoro, the one he organized. Provide for the common defense. Open up the border. Let the Mexican drug cartels smuggle all the children. Don't tell me for one second that all these children are going right straight to their cozy little warm parents. They're going into prostitution. And don't think for one second that they're not. These people don't care about life. These Mexican drug cartels don't care about anything. They care about making money. And they'll kill anybody who steps in their way for any reason. It doesn't matter if you're law enforcement or not. They don't care. They don't care what country you're from. If you're in their way, you're done. Promote the general welfare. How about that Obamacare? Is that promoting the general welfare? You have 50 million people supposedly uninsured. And now we have over roughly 92 million people out of work because of your health care. We've got nobody signed up for Obamacare except for the people that are getting in from the Medicare and Medicaid who aren't paying for it. But the people who have to actually signed up, yeah, you may be signed up, but that information that you have, that financial information, all the important information that the insurance company needs, doesn't have it. And what they do have is garbled. They can't make heads or tails of what it is. How is that? Is that promoting the general welfare? Taking everybody out of health insurance so nobody has health insurance? Nobody has a job? Is that promoting the general welfare, Mr. President? Curing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Now, how can we do that? One, we're not allowed to conduct business in America anymore. Unless it's been selected by the king. So, we don't have the liberty there to, achieve our blessings, not only to ourselves, but our posterity. We don't have any liberties, period, anymore.
Unless you want to believe in what the king believes, and then you've got all the liberty you need. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. I've just gone through the preamble. And just briefly touched upon every single item of the preamble that this administration has violated. I haven't even gotten into any detail. But we're going to impeach a governor who closes down a traffic lane. But we won't impeach a president for just that. And then when you couple in Benghazi and Fast and Furious and IRS, stimulus packages, health care, I mean, when you put all this stuff together, it's time. If we don't get rid of him, we don't impeach him, we at least have to send a message. Now, we can't wait till the election in 2014, which means we're going to have to wait till mid-frickin' January of 2015. We do not have the time to wait. We need to have hearings now. Maybe the hearings itself. Real hearings. Real ones. Real ones that count. Maybe that might send a message. Maybe then President Pro Temporary might... Well, no, I don't think he's going to do that. I think what would happen, if that's the case, to use it just to scare him, to slow him down, I don't think it would work. What I think would happen would be he would double down on it, be even worse. Oh, look at this. My brother's sober enough to give us a call this morning. Maybe we can talk a little bit about a football. Are you there, meathead?
Not a beer.
Yeah, well, good.
What's happening, my beak?
I'm trying to think of the score, and really I'm having difficulty. Something tells me it might be a low-scoring game, but then again, something tells me this could be an explosive high-scoring game. I figured that New England and Denver, when they played, would be a much higher-scoring game, but it, you know.
Good games. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I was perfectly.
That was fun. Fun weekend.
So what is the spread right now? Seattle is what? Are
last I saw it was 1.5.
Now it's 1.5. Weren't they favored by like 3 at one time?
Two and a half, I believe, and then now it's down to, last I saw it was 1.5. So I don't know. Broncos could be favored by now. God, I don't know.
Well, I think, yeah, it's going to keep going back and forth, and then you know somebody's going to come up, one of these teams is going to come up with some phony injury report, and all they're questionable. Shut up. So.
Yeah. Who knows? Brady might even be hurt for this weekend.
Well, you know what? What I'm worried about, and I always worry about, you know, the stupid little stuff. But it's very easy to get hurt in practice before the Super Bowl. That's happened before. So I'm,
yeah,
as long as
that,
I don't think so. But I mean,
they're going to be pretty careful.
I want to see.
So.
Well, I'm making my Skittle pie, and Lynch has to score at least. No, it's not stupid, Kurt. I'm telling you, man. When I make my chicken dinner, man, if I make the right meal, it works, and it's got to be chicken.
Like that commercial, it's not crazy if it works.
That's right. It's not crazy if it works. And, the Skittle pie should work. Lynch needs 4 touchdowns. Wilson needs 3.
No, he can't score 4.
Why not?
No chance. That's not right. Not
no, I've given you my dream. He's got to score 4.
Oh, dream, yeah. That'd be beautiful, but come on.
But he could score
2
at least
tops.
2. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I bet
2 tops.
All right. I bet he goes 3.
All right. I bet you're wrong.
Well, they got to use him. They got to use him and abuse him. They got to use him and abuse him. Forget about it.
I don't think they'll use him too now because it's too expected. They're looking for him.
Right.
So,
you get him looking.
I don't think he'll be a big part of the game at all.
Why do you say that?
It's because they expect it.
Well, you need to establish a running game. Let them expect it.
Sure.
Who cares?
I think they're going to pass a lot more.
Omaha, where the hell? I mean, it's just
like
kind of funny. I mean, it's kind of funny, but I mean, it's just kind of weird. Why Omaha? I don't know. I mean,
I know what it means, but his explanation was funny. Yeah, it could be a running game. It could be depending on the wind and which way we're going. He's a smart guy. All it means is that what it means is he's ready.
No, I know what it means.
Okay.
No, I know what he's doing. And he also, you know, he hikes. Sometimes they hike it on one Omaha and sometimes it's two. I've noticed that. I watched it.
Yeah. Omaha doesn't mean to hike the ball. It just means he's ready. And then
I know.
Lift his leg,
but what
and
I'm saying
long,
is,
and then it's time to go.
Well, what I'm telling you is sometimes he has said Omaha twice and Omaha
sure.
once, and he does that on purpose because they know when he says Omaha that the ball is going to be very soon hiked. So if he says Omaha twice.
Count.
Trying to draw the guys offside. That's what he's trying to do. But
that's
not
his hard count. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's a smart fella. Anyways, have you made your pick? Because
I'm going Seattle. I'm going.
I'm starting to lean farther and farther that way, but I still say Denver wins.
I'm
pretty sure that's what happened.
He's got the curse. He didn't play in the last game when he was with the Colts. They lost the Super Bowl. Football gods, you know, you got to play all 16 games, and they didn't. And the Seattle Seahawks are going to prevail.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm telling you, I'd love to see it. I just I think Denver's just a better team.
What I don't want to see is Peyton Manning pull a fourth quarter comeback out of thin air. I don't. Speaking of which, let me get on here, and I reported this earlier this morning. For the Super Bowl, one earlier weather projection is taking shape for Super Bowl weekend, and it doesn't look good. Meteorologist Lonnie Quinn says, one model suggests a system similar to this last week's snowstorm could hit the tri-state area within 48 hours of Super Bowl. If that holds true, this is a major player. He said this is not a snowstorm. He said this would be a major player. So what I'm hoping, first of all, I want to see the snow during the game. I want to see it snow during the Super Bowl. I don't think that'll happen, but it's definitely going to be cold, and it's going to be snowy, so it's going to be some real-life football is what we're looking at here. It's going to be a Super Bowl. So.
Well, rumor has it they're talking about even moving it.
I can't
Super Bowl.
Hear you. You're garbling. There you go.
Well,
rumor has
put the phone up to your ear or something.
What did you say?
Rumor has it that they're even talking about moving the Super Bowl if weather is so bad.
Yes.
I know, it's stupid. Play in the elements, man.
Play in
you
the elements. Right, come on.
You dealt the cards, play it.
Hey, man, you play. Look, if you can play the game in the regular season, why can't you play it in the Super Bowl? I don't understand. You're playing. Everybody's on the same field, man. Everybody's getting affected by the stupid cold weather. So it's not like
nobody's a home team. It's
nobody's
just
a home
the
team.
Play the elements, man.
Play the game and
shut
up.
Dealt the cards, play them. Play them.
But
enough.
Now is Peyton Manning? I heard. What is his record for playing in the cold? The real snow.
It's not good, but...
Well, he hasn't played that many games really that much in the cold. I mean, he was in a dome for 30 freaking years in Indianapolis, so...
They've talked about his numbers a little bit, and it's not great, but so what? Who is?
Well,
who can really play in that crap? Nobody.
Well, did he? He had to have had this year. He had to have had at least a couple of cold games in Denver.
No,
maybe
not really.
Sometimes it's
cold.
Yeah, But sometimes Denver
never,
doesn't
it was never snowy.
Right. So maybe he's never played in the snow. Well, Wilson's
never played in the snow.
Not even in college? He has no...
Most likely not.
Well, see, now this is the reason why I'm asking is, you know, maybe Peyton Manning just has a little bit more experience in the snow, but it takes more than just the quarterback. So how does the rest of the team, you know?
If it's like that, it wasn't Green Bay because it didn't snow, but it was cold as hell.
No, Kaepernick.
Philly's game the same weekend. What was that, 2 weekends ago?
Yeah,
all the snow in Philly.
Yeah. It was snowing everywhere. It snowed everywhere.
Yeah. I forgot my point now.
It was Philly snowing.
Yeah, that's all I got. I forgot.
Forgot what the hell you're doing. Jesus Christ. But no,
yeah,
look, I don't know. I don't know if it really depends on the team. But, I mean, it does matter if the quarterback can't play in the cold. Then the rest of the team isn't going to be able to do very much. But if it is going to be
a big defensive game.
But if it is a real big...
I think this will be a defensive game anyways.
Well, I want to see right when the game starts, right when the ball is kicked, that's when the first flakes start hitting. And it just snows throughout the game. That way they can't cancel it. And, you know, the storm doesn't have to get really big until after the game. But
I tell you, I'll quit watching it if they cancel it for any reason. No, this is football. This is not baseball, girls.
Right.
Play
right.
ball.
Right. Get out there. I just want to see it snow during the game. But what's probably going to happen, it'll snow like a holy, you know, then it won't be. There's no way to get to the stadium. I think they're going to have a very low turnout because, one, there's only – yeah, well, Kurt, there's very few ways to get to the stadium, number one. There's no
Doesn't
parking.
Matter. It's a Super Bowl. People find
I know.
A way.
They're going to be late. Is what I'm talking about. They've got the majority of the stuff has to be through public transportation. But if it's really backed up, if all the snow, that public transportation won't be able to go through. They closed the Long Island. That's why our show got canceled the other night, Tuesday night, because of the snow. They closed the railroads down once it gets past 10 inches. They can't. The trains won't work. So if that's the case, these people won't be able to get to the game. If it's really snowing, they just won't be able to get to the game. And they got the buses.
I think people will be there early enough.
No, but if there's no trains running, they're not going to be able to get there. You can't walk. You can't
Super
walk to
Bowl,
the stadium.
Walk.
You're not allowed to walk to the stadium. You have to go there either. There's only so many cars that they can that are allowed in. And the rest has to be either by a public transportation bus or a shuttle bus. You're not allowed to walk in. They won't let you in.
They'll figure something out, I'm sure.
Well, if it's closed down, the city's closed. They'll have to schedule the game. That's what they do.
You reopen
That's what
it.
He's talking about. Well, yeah, you can reopen it. Look, when it snows here in New York and those roads, man, I'm telling you, I got caught in the Van Wyck once when I was driving a cab, let me tell you. And the snow comes down quick and hard, and you're stuck. You're doing nothing. You ain't going nowhere. So.
Snow is snow. Play ball.
Nah. Well, if it snows like the day before, or if it just starts right when the game starts, then after the game, I don't care. Close down the public transportation. They can all stay in the stadium. Who cares? As long as Seattle wins, I don't give a damn what happens to them. So. But
this is going to be quite a game. Huh?
So what's your score then? What's your score if you think Denver's going to win?
I'd pick 24-17.
That's not a bad that's really not a bad pick. I think it's going to be somewhere around there. But I think it's going to be a little higher scoring. But if it's going to be really cold, it could be even higher. Sometimes it's just hard to, you know, if a running back gets a hold of the ball, it's hard to catch him.
That's what I'm seeing so far. 24-17, Denver wins. Seattle will be back next year.
I just don't want Seattle to be ahead by 3 and give Peyton Manning anything less than 0
seconds. You don't give him the ball.
You don't give him the ball at all. If Seattle goes up by 3 or they go up by 6 or they go up by anything and at the fourth quarter and there's a minute left on the clock, then it's a long
time.
That's, you know, 2 minutes, forget about it. You just say the game's over, you know, but then they'll eat the clock and then trying to get down there. So it's a combination of trying to get downfield and eat the clock without running out the clock until you're ready to score. So that, sometimes that's not easy to do. So.
Yeah, but I think he's schooled in it. He's done it enough.
Well, we have got less than a minute to go. Actually, 1 minute to go. So
I
got
to go anyways. So go Seattle. I wish them the best, but I'm afraid they already lost the game.
All right. There it is. I'm picking Seattle. We'll find out. All right. We'll see you. See you again. All right. There it is, guys. My brother picked Denver 24 over Seattle 17. I think he's high. Seattle's going to win the football game because my chicken dinner is going to do it. And my Skittle pie is going to send us over the top. So thanks very much for listening today. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.